Passing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 82.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. The visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, thank you for creating us in such a manner that, despite our similarities, each of us is unique in regards to our thoughts, values, and actions. Help us today and every day to realize that this uniqueness, this diversity in talents, intelligence, and personalities is what gives us such strength and the capability to solve all problems before us, all adversities that challenge us, if we will but collaborate in resolving all issues with an unquestioning faith that you are with us and will bless our efforts if we but ask and believe. We ask now, Father, that you join us and guide us as we serve now and throughout this day. Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Warren is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 20th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Warren moves the journal for June 20th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Ratifications of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The rolling clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 529, an act to increase the maximum processing fee for return checks. House Bill 219, an act to revise various insurance laws in order to maintain the NAIC accreditation as recommended by the Department of Insurance. House Bill 432, an act providing that if the Utilities Commission approves the flat rate and charged by the Water Sewer Utility for water and sewer services to contiguous dwelling units, the lesser of the units may pass through and charge the tenant that same flat rate. And the following bills duly ratified, properly enrolled, and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. Senate Bill 30, an act extending the contract date for agreements between Stanley County Community College and Stanley County jointly to erect buildings on property owned by Stanley Community College.
Chaptered bills will be noted. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
House Bill 99, Senate Committee Substitute Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to establish alcohol law enforcement in a separate division of the Department of Public Safety and to clarify jurisdiction and primary responsibilities of alcohol law enforcement agency for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute. House Bill 537, Senate Committee.
That's right. Mr. Clerk, pursuant to Rule 36B, the House Bill H0099 will be placed upon the calendar for June 24th, 2019.
House Bill 537, Senate Committee Substitute Fifth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to reduce the alternate highway use tax on vehicle prescriptions for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
The bill is placed upon the calendar for consideration June 24th, 2019.
House Bill 656, Senate Committee Substitute Fifth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modify the laws pertaining to Medicaid and NC health choices needed for implementation of Medicaid transformation for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
The bill is placed upon the calendar for consideration June 24th, 2019. Thank you. Notices and announcements. What purpose does the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warner, rise?
Just announce that the House State and Local Government Committee will meet on Wednesday, June 26th at 10 a.m. in room 1228.
Further notices or announcements? If not, Representative Warren is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, June 24th at 7 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Warren moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, August 24th at 7, Chair apologizes, Tuesday, August 24th at Representative Warren moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, June 24th at 7 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 302, Update Service and Care Plan Requirements, ACH Residents, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Health. A serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added. Senate Bill 343, is Changes to Education Reports, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Education, K-12. Serial referral to the Committee on Rules added. Senate Bill 522, Various Changes to Charter School Laws, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Education, K-12. Serial referral to the Committee on Rules added. Senate Bill 621, Testing Reduction Act of 2019, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Education, K-12. Serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added. On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 429, Utilities, Water, and Wastewater Consumption, is withdrawn from the Committee on Regulatory Reform, recommitted to the Committee on Energy and Public Utilities. The serial referral to Rules remains. Senate Bill 123, Portability of Leave, Charter Schools, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules. Counter Operations of the House, recommitted to the Committee on Education, K-12, serial referral to the Committee on Rules added. House Bill 391, Passenger Protection Act, withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations, recommitted to the Committee on Rules. Senate Bill 68, Relocation of Water Sewer Line Costs, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Transportation, serial referral to Rules is added. Senate Bill 320, Regional Water Systems and State Grants, withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Energy and Public Utilities. Serial referral to Rules is added.